This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is QNN, your community network news, bringing you the latest in LGBTIQA+ news and sport from Australia and the world. Celebrating 15 years on air, thanks to Australia's only rainbow community media organisation, Joy.
Hi there, I'm Joel King-Main, and this is your QNN community update. Iraq has banned media from using the term homosexuality in favour of the phrase sexual deviance. The Iraqi Communications and Media Commission said that the ban would apply to all media and social media companies operating in the nation. The regulator said that the word gender was also banned. It prohibited all licensed CMC phone and internet companies from using the term in any of their apps. A government spokesperson said a penalty for violating the rule had not yet been set, but could include a fine. It's not explicitly illegal to be gay in Iraq, but loosely defined morality clauses in its penal code have been used to target members of the LGBTQ+ community. NBC reports, two men were stabbed outside a London gay bar Sunday night in what police are investigating as a homophobic attack. The victims, one in his 20s and the other in his 30s, were treated at a local hospital and have since been released. In a series of tweets, London Mayor Sadiq Khan called the attack a horrific hate crime and said his thoughts are with the victims and the members of the LGBTQ+ community. Authorities are still trying to locate the suspect who ran away from the incident. The saga of the UK band The 1975 continues. The band's lead singer Matty Healy kissed bassist Ross McDonald on stage at the Good Vibes Festival in Malaysia to protest the country's anti-gay laws. Now the festival's organiser is seeking losses of 12.3 million ringgit, or 4.1 million Australian dollars. The festival's lawyer, David Dinesh Matthew, said a letter had been sent to the band demanding compensation for the breach of contract. In the letter, Mr. Matthew said that the band had given a written pledge before the show that it would adhere to all the local guidelines and regulations. Some members of the LGBTQ+ community also criticised the band, saying Healy had disrupted the work of activists pushing for change and endangering the community. And finally, the ABC reports, Q8 has banned blockbuster film Barbie, with Lebanon moving to do the same amid claims the movie contradicts religious values. The film, which has grossed over more than $1 billion at the global box office, was set to open across the Middle East on Thursday. The ban is surprising given the film has no overt sexuality or references to LGBTQ+ rights. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse was also abruptly pulled from cinemas across the Middle East in June over a transgender poster that briefly appeared in the background. Turning to QNN Sport now, and Out Sports reports. Tennis player Greet Minnan is sick of the homophobic threats she faces. Minnan has been one of the most high-profile out players for several years, since coming out as a couple in 2018 with then-girlfriend Alison Van Unstick. Alison recently married her partner Emily during the 2023 Wimbledon finals weekend. Greet, who hails from Belgium, has long been outspoken on LGBTQ+ issues in sport, and in the past week took to social media to shed light on the kind of threats that she is subjected to as an out athlete. In the Instagram post, she shared a screenshot of the violently homophobic series of messages from an anonymous Instagram user. And finally, The Advocate reports, out gay Australian soccer player Josh Cavallo will be a guest judge on an upcoming episode of RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under Season 3. Cavallo, who plays for Adelaide United, declared on Instagram, "Start your engines," adding he was super thrilled to be a guest on Season 3 of the reality TV show. He said in his post, "As the first openly gay male professional football player, embracing your authentic self means freedom, but for so many in the queer community, this isn't as easy as you think. It's a battle hundreds of millions are going through every day around the world as we speak. RuPaul's Drag Race is important for everyone to celebrate walking in your own shoes and showing the world the real you in your journey." Cavallo came out in a video posted on social media in October of 2021. He said, "There is something special I need to share with everyone, revealing in the video, I am a footballer and I am gay." That's what's making news in the LGBTIQA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Joel King Main.
QNN was recorded at Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Tune in to Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, joy.org.au, or via the Joy app. QNN is distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.